You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The music of the stars. Good morning. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host for The Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it. Some of the great music for graduation day. Not just Pomp and Circumstance, that too. It's got lyrics, by the way, did you know him? But that classic in 1956 by the Four Freshmen, when grads were still remembering their freshman beanie days, remember that? I saw a good Dana Andrews picture from, I think, 57. It's on YouTube. It's called Spring Reunion. It's worth a look. You remember your graduation day. It's a milestone in your life. Just to you, though, the rest of the world, it's just another day. Except for the people sitting there waiting for the diplomas, if they're going to get one. Now, some aren't. I'll have more on that. It's the music of the stars. Rondo, high noon all over the world. That's Central Standard Time. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fast 15-minute oil change services. Even faster.
Good evening. American Airlines greets you with Music Till Dawn.
That was a program that was nationwide. This is before the internet, before streaming. Yeah, it was sponsored by American, and it took us to places outside of our radios. And Cy Mann and the orchestra, and I promised more music from this great orchestra, but we'll have that. He's a name that you hear on this particular program and nowhere else, I guess. More is the pity, I'll explain why. Music of the Stars.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day at the scene. Remember always graduation day. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow. Can face tomorrow, knowing we'll never walk alone. When the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always. Graduation day, we'll remember always. Graduation day.
The Four Freshmen.
January to December, we'll have moments to remember.
Ooh. The New Year's Eve, we did the town, the day we talked. Down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We will have these moments to
may find us gone.
four kids from Toronto. The four lads. Saw them live once in Chicago at the Brasserie. Great tune by Robert Allen. He wrote my closing theme. And Al Stillman. The year 1955.
Kids were playing cops and robbers. I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sites for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, somehow
Music of the Stars, Cirino and the Bowties, and Ray Ellis in the orchestra. The Music of the Star.
Generation will bear with me for a moment. I'd like to say a few words to the boys and the girls of high school age. I want you to mull this over. The war is won, but we've got a lot of jobs to do yet, big jobs, jobs that'll take a lot of brains. I'm saying this because that old high school bell is going to be clanging soon, and it clangs for you. Working after school is great, but not instead of school. Be wise and get wise. Go back to school. This country's yours for the next generation. Be smart enough to make the most of it and give it the best you can. Thanks.
Bing Crosby, 1945, right after the war. You know, that was, gosh, when was that? Last week? And did anybody remember that it was the end of World War II? 1945, 80 years ago. No, we remember here. Dizzy Gillespie next up. You remember.
Taught to the tune of a hickory stick. I was your bashful favorite beau, and you was my girl in calico. Humpty, Humpty Dumpty, he sat upon the wall. Yeah, Humpty Dumpty on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back again. Jackie Horner was sitting in the corner. Well, Jackie Horner in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in the stomach, pulled out a plum, said, what a great guy am I. Bring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Ride, Sally, ride, wipe your dirty eyes. Turn to the east, turn to the west, turn to the one you like the best. Go in and out the window, go in and out the window.
Dizzy Gillespie with the bent horn. How do you get that? It was an accident. Became a trademark.
Now, the rest of the story. Willie was a senior at Steele High School, an outstanding student, especially in the subjects of literature, history, and science. He planned to attend Yale Divinity School after graduation. Willie was also a fine athlete, baseball, football, hockey, gymnastics. In fact, he was playing hockey with the high school varsity team one March day, when all at once his promising future blew away like dandelion fluff. Young fellow on the other team didn't mean to hurt Willie. He just swung his stick back, accidentally striking Willie in the face, but the damage was considerable. Willie, who weighed less than 140 pounds, was knocked flat on his back. His front teeth went flying in all directions. His mouth was bloody hamburger. A surgeon did the best he could. Willie would have to stay home and rest for a while, but before the teenager was well enough to return to school, he developed terrible stomach trouble and then heart trouble. Now he was a semi-invalid. The pressure of his studies would prove intolerable, so Willie dropped out of school. Willie dropped out of high school. There would be no Yale, no ministry. The family's hopes for academic distinction now rested with Willie's kid brother. I said the family's hopes for academic distinction now rested with Willie's kid brother, but this is the rest of the story. Little brother disliked school. He was a bright pupil, just not sufficiently inspired by the curriculum. And something else, the teachers were often tough on him. Back in sixth grade, for example, the youngster, this is the younger brother now, remember, got into a bit of minor mischief for which his teacher, Miss Bond, sent him home, and he was told not to return until Miss Bond had met personally with one of his parents. There were 2 weeks left before the end of school year. Dad was away on business. Mother was otherwise busy, so the little boy, well, he never did finish the sixth grade. The family had moved to another town before he re-entered high school. He got good grades, but once again failed to win the respect of many of his instructors, and that may have exasperated him more than he let on. Anyway, one day before graduation, the boy quit school forever. Now, his excuse was that there were too many required subjects that did not interest him. That was the reason he gave for dropping out. In any event, his academic career was over, as was his older brother's. And surely their father must have anguished over the future of his sons. Those two boys, who would forever be high school dropouts in a highly competitive world. Well, the boys drifted in and out of some ordinary jobs. But then one day, these two dropouts, these two lads, neither of whom was making it in any specific job, teamed up. And the result was one of the greatest achievements in the history of mankind. Your notions may have been misconceived regarding the two men who took that first giant leap at Kitty Hawk. Now I hope you'll always remember their initial underachievement. The two high school dropouts, Wilbur and Orville, the Wright brothers. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Thank you. on dropouts down the field. Ain't we the national shame? Cheer for our fun-loving breed who can't hardly read or write our name. March, dropouts, backward march. Ain't we a tragedy? Leave us, unite, and fight, fight, fight for good old stupidity.
Duh. Duh.
Drop, dropouts out of school, proud of the will to fail. You won't find us in the school halls, look in the pool halls or in jail. Long may our colors wave, sons of the black and blue. Light-hearted chaps who steal hubcaps, we've got nothing else to do. Your unemployment check is due.
Soon, dropouts, very soon, you'll wear a different hat.
Soon you will be in the army. Just try dropping out of that.
Sorry for the good in here.
Willie, can you move in on the pickle just a little bit?
Bing Crosby from Broadway.
Well, everyone here, kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy back in the bunch. I came up with a hunch, this was an up and Adam day. Yes, it's one of those spells when you hear the right bells and your horoscope tells you to sell. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? I hear those trumpets begin to blare, and now I'm Washington upon the Delaware. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintosh is back in the group. I came up with the scoop, this was the time to rise and say, I've got my eyes such a jubilant sky that the 4th of July will seem grand. As will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. As my assurance begins to grow, to quote from Davy Crockett on the Alamo, I was stuck in the group, dragging on like a droop. It seemed the time to rise and say, I've got in my eyes such a jubilant sky that the 4th of July will seem gray. Hey, will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way?
single from Broadway, The Music of the Stars. Good morning, everybody. The Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to the winners. Lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for, to ask the best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers. Here's to all people. Here's to the winners all of us can be. To the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers. Here's to all people.
Graduation day, graduation day. It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always, graduation.
Graduation day.
Those are the Arbors. I know you never heard of them. Made it to number 59 in Billboard's Hot 100, June 67. And number 19 on the Adult Billboard. That was written by the Sherman Brothers, Joe and Noel. It's the music of the stars. Here's another one from the Arbors.
I never was a lucky guy. I'm average Joe who just gets by. But I win the whole wide world each time you say you're my girl. No boy can change his destiny. The grandstand play is not for me, but I win the whole wide world each time you say you're my girl. A castle, a kingdom, a princess so fair. Now don't they see out of sight? Well, angel, how are my chances of winning the world tonight? The way I sing my special blues, you'd think that I was born to lose, but I win.
That's from a movie, Valley of the Dolls. Music of the Star.
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away, closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you. See you.
Oh, we love the halls of ivy that surround us here today. And we will not forget, though we be far, far away. To the hallowed halls of ivy, every voice will bid farewell and share. Sadly start our journeys far apart. A part of every heart will linger here. In the sacred halls of ivy, where we lived and learned to know, that through the years we'll see.
This is the official graduation song. How did it get that way to be official? Sir Edward Elgar.
always remember, that way if someone asks you later, you'll know it. And always consider those less fortunate. I complained that I had no hat until I met a man who had no head. But it turned out he was just standing behind a big droopy tree. So I started complaining again. I could come up with examples like this all day. Above all, make your peace with God, because he can kill you like that. For if you live every hour as if you only had an hour to live, you will profit by the experience. You'll also buy way, way too much life insurance. You got a band number? You always complain you never get a chance to play a band number. Remember how many nights we sit at the desk and he says, is the band going to get to play tonight?
On an occasion like this, we would not dream of interfering.
Play something, damn it.
Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
I know this world seems so big, and everything seems so out of reach. The sky is high, and the walk is wide. You just don't know what you've got yet. It's in the palm. Your hands is right in front of where you stand. If you believe everything you dream will come true, and if you can
right back after news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I know it's gonna be hard when you think you can't go on. But there's a plan for you. let your heart follow through. Come on, I promise you can do it all. 'Cause where you fall, you can always start again. Your future's right in front of where you stay.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.